to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And how do you really understand what's going on in the world today? Certainly, we don't see the events. We know what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, says, because they tell us what he says. He speaks in Farsi or Arabic, and we've never really heard him say anything. But we know what he says because we read about it. We are told on television what he's saying, and that becomes our reality. How do we understand other things? Well, the assassination of John Kennedy. Some people, initially, they put out all sorts of disinformation. The communists did it. Fidel Castro did it. It was a CIA hit. It was the oil men who were involved. Certainly, it was the military because they wanted to go into Vietnam, and John Kennedy didn't want to go into Vietnam. You take your choice. Which one was it? It was an organized program of disinformation. I read a number of articles written by people supposedly from the FBI and CIA that were coming forward to tell us exactly what happened. Well, ladies and gentlemen, people from the FBI and CIA don't come forward and write books or that tell the truth or they'd go to jail. But it was all designed to give you so much information, you would be confused and you wouldn't be able to see the forest for the trees. And we're seeing exactly the same thing today as far as the Gulf oil spill. Every night we turn on the television, we see the oil gushing up night after night after night. For 77 or 78 days now, we see the oil gushing up. And why did it happen? Oh, well, it was just poor, shoddy work. No, it was really a North Korean submarine that torpedoed that. Oh, there is a video up on the Internet, YouTube. You can see the beams of yellow light, of blue light coming down and hitting the deep horizon oil drilling rig, and obviously with something from outer space, you can see the flame shooting up from the rig, and the blue beams coming down from the sky. I'm not quite sure that once it was on fire, why you'd still need the blue beams, but that doesn't matter. The latest story that they really didn't hit, this wasn't an oil well, it was a tar well, but they're dumping oil in the water there to make people think this is an oil well, got out of hand. All sorts of disinformation being intentionally put out to confuse you so you can't see what this is really all about. Well, I invited one of my favorite guests this morning to come on with us, Constance Cumby. And, of course, she is probably the world's leading expert on the world occult movement. And, ladies and gentlemen, there is a world occult movement. It's well-financed. It's vast. It has millions of supporters. They publish magazines. They have speeches. You can find their writings up on the Internet, and they will tell you exactly what they're doing. But the most amazing thing is the media will never tell you what they're doing. In fact, most people don't even realize that this vast occult Luciferian movement, and that's what it really is out there, and they are directing so much of what's going on today from behind the scenes. So, well, that is a thought. Let's get to Constance and get her thoughts on what's really going on today. Good morning, Constance.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Many things are going on right now, and last night we did a program on my own network about the oil spill situation, and I had somebody who was extremely knowledgeable about it, one of my regular listeners, and one of your regular listeners called me after the program was over and gave me some specifics that you probably might make more sense to you than to me, since I went to law school because it was the only curriculum in the whole university that required no math and not much more science. Although when I got out, I discovered I needed abundant amounts of both to survive. But he told me that BP definitely had been put on notice and that they had ample warnings that something was happening. And but he thinks that they that this has been a case of the new age exploitation of the crisis equals opportunity, and they have been using it big time to push the cap and trade agenda. He also expressed some hopeful confidence to me that this thing is going to be capped, maybe not before it wrecks everything in its path. He said that they had to put suitable mud on this thing first before sealing it up, and that the mud had to be at specific weights, that 14-pound mud is usually quite common and quite average, but with this spill, it don't need heavy, but 16 pounds per gallon mud, as he said, is probably too heavy and might cause more damage, and that they had basically ran into an unexpected pressure zone, and the whole thing is just a mess right now, not sealed properly, and that it's a mess. But it has been exploited, and I cannot put out of my mind that there were folks who knew this thing was coming and made plans to take advantage of it, or maybe help put BP in a position where they were weakened. One of your favorites and mine, Gordon Davidson, who you know who he is, I assume.
That's Corrine's husband. For our listeners, though,
that's right, Corrine McLaughlin's husband and the co-author of Spiritual Politics, one of our widely quoted books that we use as Exhibit A to prove that this stuff is going on. They're shameless, unapologetic members of Lucis Trust and have their own New Age communities and are at the forefront of making sure that all the New Age communities network with each other, share information with each other. And Gordon Davidson had come up with quite a clever scheme after the Valdez oil spill in Alaska back 20 years ago. I believe it was probably right around, was it 1990? Just about
that
transpired.
Quite a while.
At any rate, he came up with a set of what he called Valdez principles that every student going to law school these days has to hear about as part of their environmental law subjects. And the Valdez principles, among other things, required signatories to it to pledge to add to their board of directors an active environmentalist, translate New Age activist.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Constance Cumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold than silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Constance Cumby, and she's talking about Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. Those are very important names. They are leading New Agers. They are affiliated with the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And, of course, they have been putting information out. And one of the things that Gordon Davidson had put out some years ago after the Valdez oil spill was these Valdez principles, basically how the Luciferians would utilize environmental problems to advance their agenda. And what's it all about? The all-powerful world government. That's been the goal of the ancient mystery religions and the Kabbalah and the Gnostics and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons and the Illuminati. It's always about uniting the world, but it's about to come about. Go right ahead.
Well, they got very busy. Valdez was an important point for the New Agers because they were pretty much marginalized during a good share of the 80s, and I like to think we had something to do with that. In the 1990s, they started writing high, and the Valdez incident was in 1990. In 1992, the Valdez principles were launched in the United Kingdom. And there was a person, Guy Dauncey, who chaired a Green Alliance meeting at BP, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, whatever, their conference center, and at which Gordon Davidson, your friend and mine, director of the Social Investment Forum in the States. Now, this is a huge thing because the Social Investment Forum, they've got people with millions, billions, billions of dollars that are subscribing and plugged into this thing. And the people are usually wined and dined and given an executive treatment and then under great pressure to subject all of their employees. Likewise, I saw one of those centers myself personally, and they had no idea who they were hosting walking through in Virginia in the 1980s. At any rate, they launched this six-point program, and this is the influence that the New Agers inputted. The member companies agree to give a main board director responsibility for environmental matters, publish a policy statement, set clear targets for achieving the strategy, report progress publicly, ensure that employees understand the company's policy, and help small businesses that can't afford heavy overheads improve their performance. And the European Commission, under some of the same pressures, had a draft directive. And anyway, they put the New Age agenda, and they put these New Agers in positions that they had all these things, that they knew where all these weaknesses were. And I cannot help but suspect, I have too much lawyer in me to come out and say this is it, period. But I have to suspect that as there was a heavy sell-off of BP stock, about just a few weeks before Earth Day on what appears to me to have perhaps it was accidental, perhaps not, but it certainly did look like a big fiery sacrifice to their Earth goddess Gaia on Earth Day, the high holy day for the New Age movement.
And there were so many things. For instance, Halliburton, Dick Cheney's corporation, certainly just a few days before this happened, bought Boots and Coots, and they're the people, of course, who deal with oil wells. They're the people who were supposed to cement the oil well, close so that there would not be a leak. And what do you think that Boots and Coots, now owned by Dick Cheney's old organization, does? Why, they do a faulty job, and of course, this terrible disaster. Coincidence? Just a few days? I mean, we're talking about probably 10, 20 days before this disaster. Why Halliburton suddenly rears its ugly head into this whole situation and makes things go from terrible to impossible. But go ahead.
Well, this is not the first time the New Agers have had their fingers on things like this. I just this morning discovered an even bigger and weirder one. And this is going back, but this shows how long fingers have been in some of these pies, controlling both sides to create dialectics. But the atomic bomb, and you remember how I wrote in my books that Alice Bailey said that the atomic bomb, once in the possession of the United Nations, would not be used, would be used to enforce the outer forms of peace long enough for the new teachings on peace and goodwill, meaning they're all cult teachings, to take effect. And then she said it did not matter whether the opposition came from nation states or groups of nation states, or from powerful religious groups such as the Church of Rome, who did not know how to leave politics alone. And basically, people said, no nukes until our nukes. Well, you remember about Vice President Henry Wallace, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. He was a disciple of Nicholas Roerich, deeply involved in the occult.
And he reportedly had a statue of Madame Blavatsky in his office. And he was quite open and enthusiastic, just like Gordon Davidson, about his theosophical inclinations. He was also the only scientist in FDR's cabinet. And he was the one, I just learned, who led the top secret committee that oversaw the military research project on atomic weapons and made the recommendation to proceed with the development of the atom bomb. So it looks like these folks had all of that. In fact, the Theosophists and Alice Bailey herself were busy writing books about the consciousness of the atom. And I always felt they meant it from an esoteric standpoint, but it looks to me like they had some very, very real inputs. And this is to the extent that the British were concerned about it and actually had somebody in Washington trying to check this thing out and report back to them and spying on behalf of the British during World War II, and their spy was somebody else you may have heard about, a man by the name of Roald Dahl, D-A-H-L.
No, never did hear about him, but certainly...
Well, he was married to some movie stars, and he became quite a famous writer, including of children's books. In fact, I think that this book about the chocolate factory was his, one that was a famous children's movie. But at any rate, the Brits were concerned about this, and Henry Wallace was, and I had no idea that he was that deeply involved in the bomb, and that means that the New Agers probably had the secrets right from the get-go.
I'm sure they did, and people cannot understand anything going on today. I mean, we think that the battle is between communism and capitalism, and we're exchanging prisoners. This is all simply a cover to keep us away from understanding the real force that's running the world today, and this is this New Age occult movement intent upon bringing us into conflicts and creating all sorts of problems. Their ultimate goal is world government and bringing world peace, and yet these are the people who are promoting the wars.
So they create these, they help create these crises, and sometimes real, sometimes manufactured, to create their opportunities, and then they move in and say, here's our solution on this. And this is just to think that Henry Wallace, prominent theosophist, close to Bailey, close to Blavatsky, close to everybody in those circles, and he's developing the same bomb. So Donald Keyes, who organized Planetary Citizens, worked closely with Norman Cousins, headed the World Federalists, and organized, was the organizer of SANE, and they set themselves up as the chief opponents, together with Strobe Talbot, who was another World Federalist man, and close to Donald Keyes, close to all of the above, and close to the forces I've been looking at in Europe for the last 15 years. And so they can create the problem, and then they run in and say, here's our solution, global governance, which they now are boasting that they have achieved by networking.
And that has always been the plan for the one world government, and it is the major thrust of American foreign policy today. And why we have our troops stationed in 135 nations, why we have 720 military bases throughout the world, it's all about world government. We can't let the common people understand that the leaders of our country, both Democrat and Republican, that is their goal, and they're using America's military and financial power to accomplish that purpose.
And by the way, Dr. Stan, if anybody wants to check out what I just reported on Henry Wallace for himself or herself, there is a book that might still be available. I was lucky enough to find it on a remainder table at a Barnes & Noble, and the book is called The Irregulars, about Roald Dahl and the British spy ring in wartime Washington. The author is Janet Conant, and the book has been out for a few years. It was a very expensive book when it first came out, $27.95. But I was fortunate enough to find it on a table where they were selling it for probably $2.99. And the book was only released in 2008. So people might want to go and check their used bookstores and their book outlets and see if they can't find that book, because I have a funny feeling that they're going to want to bury it just like they buried the book by Clinton's former professor.
Oh, you're talking about Professor Quigley, Tragedy of Hope, right?
That's right. That's right.
That
book didn't last very long. And the Nazis, the occult and the Third Reich, priceless. The people would pay hundreds of dollars to get a copy of that book now. And the book would sell extremely well, but it just the publisher just made sure that very few copies got out there.
And that's how they suppress information, and they do it in America today. Well, as we look, certainly, and see the oil spill, everything they've done has been wrong. And, of course, they're telling us about all this oil, and we see the pictures of the beach, and there's some clumps of oil there in some places, and certainly it certainly is a problem. But they are manipulating our reality. We're told that there are very high levels of gases, the benzene and the methyl chloride and the hydrogen sulfide, but... And a lot of the people along the coast claim that they're not feeling well. Is that real, or is this simply are they being frightened to death? I honestly don't know.
But there was very fascinating information this week from Anderson Cooper, and you probably heard of it also.
No, I haven't. I don't trust Anderson, but maybe he's got... What did he have to say?
I don't always agree with him. I think he tries to be straight with the information that's handed to him, but he's been talking about keeping them honest and reporting on this BP Gulf spill for some time. But the other day he was quite shocked that the Obama administration had, under its watch, had issued some heavy penalties for you can't come closer than 65 feet with any of the oil spill, not close enough really to take good pictures of them. Of the birds, the marshes, the damage, that basically everything was being declared off limits with felony penalties for violating it. And Anderson Cooper, and I concur that this is just a first-rate violation of our constitutional rights of free speech and our right to know.
Well, obviously, something is going on. They're manipulating our reality. And we've heard the same sorts of stories from people who've gone down there, tried to get pictures, and certainly have been threatened with arrest for daring to take pictures. Why not allow free flow of information on this? How bad is it? Is it worse than we're being told? Is it not as bad as we're being told? Is there a danger to the population from the levels of gas? You know, and the EPA keeps putting up all sorts of information about argon. Who cares about argon? About nitrogen gas? Who cares about nitrogen gas? That's what most of the atmosphere is. You go up to the EPA website, there's so much information there, you'll get a certain information overload, and that's what they're doing. They're playing games with our mind. All I know is that night after night, I see the oil gushing from the floor of the Gulf, and they're implanting in my mind that there's a terrible, terrible problem. We'll be back. We'll open our lines. 1-877-254-7524.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Question I number 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Constance, before we go on, would you like to get out your website, tell people how they can listen to your radio programs?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very lively spot over at my blog spot on the internet, which is www.cumbey, that's spelled cumbey.blogspot.com. Now, if that's too much to remember, just Google cumbey, and the blog spot will come up first. It usually does every time I've looked at it. And if you could just click on that, it will take you directly there. And we have a gold mine of materials for you over there, and some of the most intelligent observers and researchers in this field, some that make put me to shame, are contributing on a regular basis. It was one of our very educated listeners who listens regularly to Dr. Monteith and I, a man who's a geologist and an engineer in the field and works on this. We actually worked on these rigs himself and was very thankful he wasn't on the BP rig that I called and gave information last night, and that's the caliber of people we have participating and everybody else. So we have just come on in and join in the fun. We're also on internet radio twice a week, Tuesday night and Thursday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern time. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern time. And I've had the fun of interviewing Dr. Monteith on those programs from time to time. And
yeah,
we have a very interesting time also. So last night we had a guest on who's a mutual friend of Dr. Monteith and I, John W. Spring. I think you've probably met him or at least talked to him, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and he's trained in an ecological, geological, and coastal issues. So we have some very lively discussions, and we've had people such as the author of Frost Dawn, Lee Penn from San Francisco, has been a frequent contributor, and many others. So we really have had a very good time on there, and just worldwideweb.themicroeffect.com, and that's Tuesday night and Thursday night. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to get that in there.
Well, I want people listening to your programs because, of course, you are bringing the information, this slant of this understanding of the occult movement that they're not going to get elsewhere. But I think that we can safely say that whatever the cause of the BP oil spill, we are being manipulated, our minds are being molded, our tastes are being formed by the people who control the media. And this is going to be used to get through legislation. It's going to be used to temporarily stop offshore oil drilling greater than 500 feet. And if you think it's temporary, why, of course, I'd love to sell you the bridge we have across Monterey Bay. I mean, basically, I remember when Richard Nixon imposed a temporary ban on the on gold back in 1971. They were, it's only temporarily going to stop, providing gold in return for currencies that are being turned to the United States government. And that temporary ban is, well, it's still here, almost 40 years later, 39 years later.
There's even a bigger fish than the oil drilling, which the New Agers have been trying to seek for many, many years because they want two-thirds global population reduction, and they think that a shortage of energy will help facilitate that result. If we have to depend on solar energy and wind power and that, there just isn't going to be very much, and lots of people are going to die. And they've shamelessly talked about two-thirds global population reduction. But Dr. Stan... Dr. Javier Solana wrote a column in May, I think it was around May 21st, wrote a detailed article and put it out there after President Obama gave a speech on the BP oil spill and applauded and said that this was a new change and looked like a new change in global strategy, global security strategy, in that now the likelihood of us having the International Criminal Court and the United States being on board would be facilitated by this happening, because only an International Criminal Court would have the powers to deal with something of this magnitude. And, of course, that's what we've been resisting for years here in the United States. If this comes in, then our fates are going to be determined by China and India and whoever sits at the top of their global governance heap.
And, you know, basically, of course, there is no question what they really want to do is to stop the use of energy in the United States and make electricity so expensive that our remaining manufacturers will be forced to move to countries. And they're going to have cheap electricity in China because, of course, we're funding or we're guaranteeing the funds for their nuclear reactors. But we can't have nuclear reactors here in the United States because we're not smart enough to know what to do with the spent nuclear fuel. The Chinese are smart enough to know, but we're not smart enough to know. And so basically the whole idea is to create artificial shortages of electricity. And just within the last week, one of the government agencies, the alphabet soup agencies, has voted to remove the licenses from, I don't know, 10 or 20 power electric generating plants in the state of Texas that burn coal. Oh, my goodness, we can't have the coal being burnt, and therefore we're going to close down the plants, and there won't be electricity. Texas has lots of electricity. They've got more plants than you know what to do with, so they're going to start closing them down. Why? Because they want artificial shortages. They want to lower our living standards to get us to stop using electricity. I mean, why should we have electricity here in America that's there all the time? They don't have it over in Baghdad. They had it before the Americans came in. And since the Americans came in to liberate the people, if you get an hour or two of electricity a day, why, you're very, very lucky. Look what America has brought to...
I had a client, Dr. Monteith. I had a client who was... he came from Iraq, was an engineer there, a highly educated man. But I remember one day talking, and he said, well, Saddam Hussein had his faults, deep faults, but he said at least under him they had electricity and running water.
And today they do not have that, and that is what we intentionally did. Ladies and gentlemen, this didn't happen by accident. It didn't have anything to do with Saddam Hussein. It had to do with Paul Bremer, who was sent over by Henry Kissinger, and he simply fired everybody who worked in the electric department and fired everybody who worked in the water department and closed down all the factories and fired the people who worked with the sewage department. And there are no jobs now. They disbanded the police force, so there's a total lawlessness. Disbanded the army, so there's total lawlessness. And guess what happened? Why, there was chaos. Well, I guess the Americans are going to have to stay there for another 5 or 6 or 8 years, or maybe indefinitely. And we have created chaos intentionally in Iraq. And if you don't think that they are going to do that here, I mean, the same State Department that brought Mugabe to power in Rhodesia and destroyed that nation, these same people are in charge here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're entering into a period of chaos and crisis, and they want to cut back on the availability of electricity. Understand that. They want to get you out of your car. They want to get you into a bicycle. Sounds incredible? Not at all, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with organized evil. Give us a call. We'll be right back. 877-254-7524.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt. Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Zabel Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark
at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured. Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Constance Cumby. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We're talking about the Gulf oil spill. And, of course, what this is going to be utilized for is to get legislation passed to stop offshore drilling. It's going to be a very effective tool. But the last thing that we could afford, I mean, we have real problems with our economy. And yet, as they cut back on the availability of electricity, drive up the cost, it's simply going to drive industries, but still manufacturing we have here offshore, create more people unemployed. And they are doing everything intentionally to close down manufacturing and agriculture and the housing industry and the automotive industry and the mining industry and the lumbering industry, and we can go right down the list. They're doing this intentionally. They want to destroy the economy of our country. Do you see that happening, Constance?
Well, it's certainly, I think, I don't know if they want as much to shut it all down as take it all over, some elements of both. They certainly would like to reduce it or shift it, or, and a lot of the things about shifting to alternative technologies is about making lots of money for them on brand new patents that they would hold for X number of years. So it's hard to tell how many people are in it because of ideological conviction and how many people are in it because of greed and how many people are in it because they think it's a handy tool to exploit other people. And I've always said I've divided the New Age movement into probably 90-10%. 90% are the hypnotized, the people that get into this stuff, that basically surrender their minds and their, quote, consciousness, as they like to put it, to altered state techniques, and then go along blindly with the hypnotizers, who are the folks that get them to go pay $9,500 to go into sweat lodges and other forms of mind control and mental and verbal abuse, or get into the numerous cults that are part of the New Age movement. And then you've got the folks in there that it's a handy control method of control. And then you have these folks that the extremists in their movement, who believe that we have to have populations shaved. Some people like Dave Foreman say 75,000 left. The bulk of the New Agers say reduce the world's population by two-thirds. The Club of Rome planners. And in the last month, Dr. Stan, we have seen no small amount of propaganda on the need, again, for population reduction. They were quiet on that for a long time after we came out and exposed their very open plans for same, but they're on the march on it again. They're blaming the Pope. They're blaming evangelical Christians. They're blaming everybody else for population and suggesting that we need draconian measures on the level of China. And Mother Jones magazine in the last month was thumping that drum. And so I think that they're on the march on this. This 2012 thing is about panicking people into making the changes that they're calling for. They smell that they're close, and maybe they are. It was God's grace that's held them back in the past, and how long God's going to hold it back, I don't know. I think that what they're doing was clearly prophesied as something that was going to happen and would happen, and God was going to take care of all of it eventually. But, yes, it's on the march. It's happening. For whatever motives, they're shutting it down. I think it's very important that if you're out there and listening and you're into it, it's not too late for you to make an exit. I have file after file and many thank you letters after thank you letter from people who were formerly involved in this stuff, had their eyes opened, and came out and are now busy educating other people on the same issues. So it's not too late to make an exit. You don't want to be on the wrong side of history. You certainly don't want to be on the wrong side of God. And what the folks involved in this movement are going to try to convince you is that this is history and that you're going to miss out on being a part of something very exciting if you are not with them. Well, what happened on Earth Day, whether it was an accident, whether it was sabotage, I have my suspicions about sabotage, ecotage I like to call it. It certainly did look like one big, huge, fiery pyre, P-Y-R-E, sacrifice to their Earth goddess Gaia. On the New Age High Holy Day of Earth Day, April 22, 2010 at that. And that's, and if people want to know what the theta is, for those that are involved in that thing, just take a look at that, because that might be as good an indicator of what awaits folks if they don't make a graceful exit now while there still is time to exit from people that are sitting there. If you go to meetings and they're calmly sitting around talking for the need of population reduction and your need to get into an altered state of consciousness, and then it's not so subtle, maybe subtly, maybe not so subtly, because they're getting increasingly bold again about even bringing out the fact that Lucifer Trust started out as Lucifer Publishing Company. Now they're publishing books and they're being upfront about it again. And if you see this, make a quick exit. Flee like you've seen the devil, because that's exactly what you've seen.
Well, what people don't understand is that these people are offering you total freedom. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. There are no longer any restraints. You can worship the old god is a real killjoy. You can worship the new god and have real freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly freedom without moral restraint leads to social anarchy. That's exactly what we have today. They got their people on the Supreme Court who took God and prayer out of our schools. They got their people on the Supreme Court and have allowed perversion and pornography and all of the terrible things that are resulting in the breakdown of society, of marriage. Certainly they've destroyed the morality of our children. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that the wicked people have taken control of our country and destroyed the moral foundation. And without a moral foundation...
They've got a next step, Dr. Monteith, and their next step now that they use anarchy to break down, and then they want to rebuild just like the ODEFT wanted to reprogram everybody once they'd broken down all their existing values and beliefs, and they reprogram with their metaphysical data. I'm using a polite word for data because there was a very crude word that was used instead.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much, Constance. Talk to you real soon.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
To you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our programs with Constance. Certainly one of the best informed people that you'll find. We have a great DVD that Constance did when she was out here at our conference. It's called The Emergence, and you certainly want to see it to understand the occult forces that dominate America today. And most people are oblivious to them because they and their agents control our media. And they tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission. But most people have no idea that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. So you really want to get that DVD of Constance. We have a four-CD or four-tape set called The Aquarian Conspiracy, and it's my interviews with Constance as we go into the background of this vast movement that really involves people all throughout the world waiting for the coming Messiah, who is, of course, the Antichrist. And understand, this is what Plato talked about in his book, The Republic. Plato was deeply involved in this same movement. That's why you are required to read him when you go to college and read The Republic. But, of course, Plato always had two messages, one for the elite and then the other for the common people like you and I. Oh, but, of course, we were never to understand that there is a power out there that you can tap into that will give you great wealth and fame and fortune, but at a terrible, terrible price in eternity. Well, certainly you can get both the DVD and the fourth tape or CD set from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book. If you haven't read it, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get copies and circulate them. And, of course, if you get large numbers, I will sell them to you at a real good price. You need to get the information out. You need to get the three DVDs called the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, very professionally done. We'll show you the secret societies, occult societies were here even before the Declaration of Independence was signed. And, of course, this had a tremendous influence on America. The second set in the series, second DVD, is The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, because, of course, they were here at the time our nation's capital was established, and you'll find all of the demonic manifestations there. You go to the House of the Temple, the Masonic great building there, and there you'll find the serpent and the swastika over the top of it on the facade. You see every place the pagan goddesses, the pagan gods. What's that doing in Washington, D.C.? Why we're a Christian nation? Well, there have been two forces. One, the Christian, but the other, the occult. Always hidden until, of course, they put their emblem on the back of the dollar bill in 35 of the pyramid, capped by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And, of course, that later on, just because they just loved us, put some things over on it and say, put in God we trust on the back of the dollar bill. What God are they talking about? It is the Gnostic God, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's going to teach you about Gnosticism, but you need to study it. You need to understand what it is and understand it's a demonic religion, of course, aimed at the destruction of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is being destroyed today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page, radioliberty.com. Don't forget, we're having an all-day conference on the 17th of October. We always have a contingent from Colorado. Hope you'll be here. Give us a call. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and protection. And so until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to you.